New Orleans finishes this year's Summer League with a 4-2 overall record.
This has been the 2-Minute Drill, powered by Legends, your favorite sports bar and grill, with 9 locations in Acadiana and the best happy hour in town. Cheers. Find them at legendsoflafayette.com.
Are the chickens ready for their audition to be the new spokefowl for the lottery's winner, winner, chicken, dinner, instant scratch-off?
You bet.
Okay, lottery chicken audition. Take one and go.
So, I'm supposed to talk into this? Can someone tell me what my motivation is here?
Next.
Stella!
How was that?
Stella!
Play winner, winner, chicken dinner from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Scratch the back for even more chances to win. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Next.
Once more, unto the preach, dear friends.
SEC Media Days have begun. It's a Monday. Ed Orgeron and company ready to start later on this afternoon. We'll go live to Hoover, Alabama for all the latest. Who coaches the LSU players to handle the media in the fashion that they do? We'll talk with Dr. Tommy Karam. Scott Alexander will join us to talk about things in Nollins and much, much more. All coming your way today, Monday, July 15th, 2019.
Tuchman hits a long drive to right. Hit ball is high. Net is far. It is gone. It went over the grandstand into the bleachers. Tuchman, the Sockman, he hits one to deep right, and the Yankees take a 4-2 lead.
Kyle Schwarber drives one in the air, deep right field. The Cubs go back to back. Kyle Schwarber, a tape measure home run to right. Cubs lead by a...
Cole wasn't happy with that comment.
2-2 is ripped. Deep left field, going back on a Calhoun, and it's out of here! Altuve with a slam! And the Astros lead 10-2. Ninth grand slam for the Astros this year on a line shot to left.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome. This is the Jordy Helfert Show, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. Kevin, if you can, there's a terrible echo that I'm hearing on this thing. You got to fix that back in the master control suite, the 23. There we go, the 237 Roof Studios. On the campus of Delta Media, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. Kevin filling in for producer extraordinaire Clint Domain, CD in Hoover, Alabama, as is Raymond Parsh, RP3 and company. They'll be joining us shortly in about 14 minutes to let us know all that they has transpired early on. The commissioner has given his State of the Union address, a lot of talk about officiating, alcohol sales, and the whatnots, transfer rules. It never sleeps in the SEC. There's always something up for the agenda. Missouri is currently doing their walkabout, meeting with all the scribes. So they've got print media, radio, television, both local, regional, national. It's a big to-do. The commissioner did announce that the Media Days will be moving in the next 2 years, next year back to Atlanta, where the College Football Hall of Fame is, and in 2021 to Nashville. I don't think it's ever coming back to Hoover, Alabama. I think it's going to rotate around to some of the bigger cities, and I think the SEC has finally come to the realization we've got to get away from this Alabama bias feeling that's out and about. Ed Orgeron and company will meet this afternoon. Ed has brought Joe Burrow along with him, Grant Delpit, and Lloyd Cushenberry, the quarterback, the center, and the center of the defense. And they will make their progression around. We will have all the recordings. We're not able to do it today because we'll be off the air when they're doing it, but we'll have all of that for you tomorrow. I hope everybody is A-OK from Barry. It could have been a lot worse for a lot of us. I know some of you were affected by it, and for that, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Hope everything settles back down to some sense of normalcy as soon as possible. On our end, gosh, we were very, very fortunate. Very fortunate. Never lost power. Everything was A-OK, and the kids didn't get too scared. So we feel very, very blessed here in the Hultberg family. So let me tell you what we have coming up on the program today. And we're going to start off at around 2:15. We're going to head out to Hoover. Raymond Parsh, RP3 and Company, doing their shows each and every day from 6 to 9 a.m. In Hoover, Radio Row. And Raymond's going to join us from his position on Radio Row and talk about some of the things that that he has seen so far to date, and what can we anticipate and what can we expect. Clint Domain is also with him. Clint will join us as per the norm for our Hot Topics segment to start off hour number two. After Raymond comes on board, LSU is very, very skilled and very trained in their approach. LSU doesn't bring someone who is going to speak outside the box. They're going to be very, very careful in their tone and the message that they send. And every year there is a message that is sent from the players to the media. Dr. Tommy Karam has been involved in the LSU athletic department for years and years and years. He is the kind of quarterback. He's kind of like the quarterback of media to the LSU athletic department. And we will join Tommy. He's on the road. He was out of town. Son graduating from Notre Dame, but he's back en route to LSU. And Tommy will join us on the highways and byways as he skirts the remnants of Barry. And we look forward to talking with Tommy at about 2:32 this afternoon. We'll have hot topics to start off hour number two. Scott Alexander will recap things. Training camp about to start for the rookies of the New Orleans Saints. The Pelicans Summer League season is over. They lost in overtime in the semifinals. But a great run. We'll get to share his thoughts on that and get his thoughts on the SEC as well. So that's on the docket so far. And maybe Clint can get us a live guest from Hoover at around the 3:30 mark. That is his goal that I have set for him. We'll see if Clint can deliver amongst all the myriad of things that he has to do during his day. I don't know about you. I had nowhere to go on Sunday, nowhere to hide. We were, you know, just kind of with the storm and everything going on, under tornado watches constantly. So thank goodness we didn't have to worry about electricity. We still had ours. And I watched the longest tennis match in men's Wimbledon final history. And it was with the two of the three greatest players in the world, number one seeded Novak Djokovic, number two Roger Federer. And it went a full five sets. And for the first time ever in Wimbledon history, rather than playing the final set out and the winner had to win by two games, if the final set went to 12-12, they would bring in a new form and a tiebreaker. Well, sure enough, first year, there it is. And we go to a tiebreaker. And whereas Federer won more games, Djokovic won bigger points. And Djokovic had it. It was 8-7 in the fifth set, and Federer was up 40-15 and serving, and he couldn't get a first serve in, and he had some errant shots. Djokovic tied it up at 40-all, end up winning it to tie it at 8-8, and it was just a matter of when after that. So both players had their chances, but it was a tremendous tennis match, and afterwards Djokovic pulled an old Les Miles. He got on his knees, pulled up some grass from famed center court at Wimbledon and ate the grass. And again, now he's at 16 Grand Slam titles. Nadal's at 18 Grand Slam titles. And Federer, the leader of them all, at 20. But at age 37, how many more opportunities is Roger Federer going to have? It was a great tennis match. Great, great tennis match. A lot of fun. And those patrons at Wimbledon were treated to quite a treat. No question about that. We've got the Open Championship starting on Thursday in Scotland, so we'll have some reports on that as well. This is one of those weeks where we kind of fly by the seat of our pants. We are efforting to get as many guests as we can, and when we do, we'll bring it to you. So, with that in mind, we're going to take a little earlier break here because I want to give Raymond Parsh a full opportunity to speak with me to go over some things live from Hoover, Alabama. It's the conference that just means more. SEC Media Days 19, day number one. Missouri, Florida, and the LSU Tigers. Raymond Parsh from Radio Row will join us next live in living color here on the Jordy Helpert Show. We're on Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. Football's back. It's here. And we're bringing it to you next.
Listening to 103.7 The Game on your Amazon Echo is easy. Just enable the Alexa skill for 103.7 The Game on the Alexa app from your mobile device. Just say, Alexa, ask 103.7 The Game to play live.
It's so easy, anyone can do it.
Houston Astros baseball on 103.7 The Game is proudly sponsored by Arco Equipment. The Houston Astros have built their own championship team. You can do the same at Arco Equipment with the Build Your Own Tractor Package. Arco Equipment is proud to sponsor its own home run derby. Every time you buy a tractor, you hit a home run. And remember, this baseball season, when the only road is no road, it's Houston Astros baseball, 103.7 The Game, and Arco Equipment.
Delta Home Center and Delta Trailer Sales, your one-stop shop for mobile homes, modular homes, TERFs and portable buildings, decks, porches, fences, carports, site-built metal shops, utility trailers, and cargo trailers. Located at Exit 7 in Carrancrow or at deltahomecenter.com.
Where we shop, where we eat and have fun, all of it makes our community home. Let's celebrate. Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
Nash's Restaurant invites you to get away, relax, and enjoy casual dining in an elegant atmosphere. With over 50 choices of exceptional Italian seafood and steak dishes, Nash's has something for everyone. Nash's Restaurant, one block off Highway 90 in Broussard.
Road Ridge Truck Stop Casino. We have the newest games around, hot seat drawings, and monthly specials like no one else. Located on the Brobridge Highway in the banks of the Vermilion River. Come on out today and try your luck at the Brobridge Truck Stop Casino.
Hi, I'm Cherie Gilbo with Gilbo's Pharmacy. One of the many services we provide up for Lafayette is our multi-dose packaging. Meds are packaged with a date and time to take, and we'll call or text you when they're ready. It's that easy. Come see us at Gilbo's Pharmacy in downtown Carrancrow.
Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
As a local business owner, you're busy. You don't have time to keep up with overly complicated accounting practices and tax regulations. You need Go Tax Resolution in Lafayette. Call us today at 337-420-1040. From the minute you walk into Go Tax Resolution, you feel like their only client. That's because their success is measured by your success. They'll provide you with the peace of mind you deserve. Get real help from real people. Call Go Tax Resolution in Lafayette today. Your go-to tax relief.
Taking the hottest topics and dousing them in gasoline. It's the Jordy Hultberg Show on Acadiana Sports Station. 103.7 The Game. Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Want to get in on the action? Call us up on the Ardco Equipment Hotline at 337-706-0111.
Jordy Hultberg Show live in a living color, 12 minutes after the hour on this Monday, July 15th. Football season has officially kicked off because SEC Media Days have officially kicked off starting today. And we are thrilled to be there live in a living color presented by Artco Equipment. Raymond Parsh from RP3 and Company doing his shows each and every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. from Radio Row. He'll join us each and every day at about 2:15, and then he'll join Bumper to Bumper Sports at around 4:30 each and every day. So we're thrilled that Raymond has joined us from Radio Row. Glad you got there safe and sound, my friend. How's your experience been so far?
Well, thank you, Jordy. I appreciate that. I appreciate you giving me some time to come on with you too, brother. It's been an eye-opener. First time here at SEC Media Days. I will tell you, Uncle Jordy, that there's a significant difference between covering a media day event, say, for the Southland Conference and the Sun Belt, than it is to the SEC, my friend. Let me tell you.
No slight to those conferences, but it does mean more. It just does.
It does. There's a crowd of folks. I just ran into some folks. Coach Ed Orgeron was out here a little early doing an interview on Radio Row, and there was people out there with LSU helmets wearing LSU shirts. So there's already an LSU contingent here, just fans, just to get a glimpse of Coach O and the Tigers. So that tells you everything that you need to know. It's just day one, my friend, day one.
You know, Ed Orgeron, you bring that up. I think last year he was trying to prove to the world that he was a good college football coach. After the season that he had a year ago, I think he's trying to prove to people that he's one of the elite college football coaches. I'm very curious as to what his message will be, because last year no one thought they'd win more than 6 or 7 games. They end up winning 10. Now everybody's thinking 10, if not 11. I'm curious as to how Ed handles that conundrum.
Well, DeJordy, I think that's going to be one of the, you know, I think that's a question that's going to be asked probably 3 different ways when LSU takes the stage here in a little while here at SEC Media Days. And I think the answer that you're going to get from Coach O is they're just going to block out the noise. That was a big thing that they talked about last year was, yes, there was negativity around the program. National media said Coach O was on the hot seat. They were predicted to finish 5th in the SEC West. And no one thought much of the Tigers. And then they go out, they win 10 wins, win the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl in convincing fashion. And now there's a ton of buzz about this team. But I think the process that Coach O and his staff had with the team last year is block out all the negativity, block out all the noise. I think they're going to do the same thing now, where they're picked to be a favorite and they're picked to possibly upset Alabama and win the SEC West. I think it's going to be the same mindset, just different circumstances, but I think it's going to be the same philosophy that you're going to hear from Coach O and his staff and his players. I'd be stunned if it was anything else.
I'm with you, Raymond Parsh, RP3 and Company, presented by Artco Equipment, live from Hoover, Alabama, the site of the SEC Media Days. But the commissioner says don't plant roots here because we're moving the next 2 years.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stunner. You know, there had been some scuttlebutt about, you know, Dallas possibly being in the mix. That's where the Big 12 is holding their media day right now over in Jerry World. And so there's some talk about that. But when he announced, you know, he made a joke of it first, because that's kind of Sankey's deal. He told a lot of jokes today, even had a Willy Wonka reference in his opening remarks. So he goes, he says, oh, yeah, it's going to Vegas. And it kind of heads popped up, obviously, because they have the new bowl tie-in in Las Vegas, the SEC does. But then he says, well, no. He says, we're going to head back to Atlanta. We had such a great time last year, which, you know, okay, that makes sense. They were there at the College Football Hall of Fame over there in Atlanta last year. But then when he made the next announcement that it would continue to be on the road, and for 2021, that it's going to the Music City, it's going to Nashville, that's the one that kind of people were like, whoa. Wow. You know, because here's the thing, Jordy, you know this better than anyone. Since SEC Media Day was created back in 1985, it's been either in Birmingham or Hoover every year except for last year. And now we're back in Hoover, and they make the announcement that it's going to Atlanta next year and then Nashville the year after. I think it's going to take this approach. I think that Sankey looks at what the NFL is doing with the draft and how it left New York and it's become even more popular at these locations across the country, Chicago, Philadelphia, and then we saw what it did in Nashville just this earlier this year. I think they're looking at that the same way. They're thinking, well, we could even make this even more of an event. We'll take it on the road throughout our, you know, our footprint in the region and see what happens.
I will be very surprised if it ever comes back to Hoover. I think the SEC is bigger, and I think they want to get away from this, whether warranted or not, this Alabama bias that people think the SEC has. I think they're trying to distinguish themselves from that as much as is humanly possible, and I think you'll see it in Atlanta. I think you'll see it in Nashville. I think you'll see it in New Orleans. I think you'll see it in other venues as well. So
I agree, Jordy.
Hoover, over.
I agree to that. I agree with you on that, because look, when this began, this was a good location because of the proximity to the SEC offices, right? That was the whole logistics of it in the 80s. And at that time, Alabama was also going through a little bit of a lull. So I think it's twofold. I also think they look at it as a way of, can they possibly move it to other directions, maybe charge for people coming in, make it even a bigger event where it's more of a thing. Because, you know, the Big 12's in Jerry World. That's a big deal. They're actually on the field in Arlington today doing their interviews. Les Miles is on stage and everyone else. So I think they view this as, okay, yeah, we're having it. We've always had it here in Birmingham and Hoover. We've always had it at a great hotel facility. Great, but let's take it to the College Football Hall of Fame like we did last year. Maybe we'll take it to Nashville. Maybe we even hold it outside in a venue. So there's a lot of possibilities of what they could do. But, yeah, I agree with you, Jory. This could this could be the end for it
Raymond
being
Parsh.
In Hoover.
Okay, Raymond Parsh joining us from Radio Row, Hoover, Alabama, brought to you by Artco Equipment. And not only did the commissioner talk about moving, but he also talked about gambling. Can you kind of summarize what he had to say about the gaming industry and the SEC?
It was an interesting point, Jordy, because, you know, he started off kind of light about, you know, the location and making the making all the jokes about that. Oh, you know, we're going to Vegas and everything. And then he turned very seriously about gambling, and he said that they have kind of are looking at it and that they're taking it very seriously. He didn't go into great details. He did more so with the officiating during his address, his State of the Union, so to speak. But he did. He talked about. He said that the presidents of the SEC and all the athletic directors support federal legislation to put limits on gambling, particularly in-game prop bets. Okay, and so that tells me that there's been a lot of discussion behind the scenes about this and how to approach this, knowing that we see more and more sports betting spreading across the United States. More and more states are approving it, not our state, obviously. But you can make the short drive over to Mississippi and place a sports bet if you'd like. So I think they're trying to get ahead of this. They see the wave coming. They see that the majority of the states in the United States are going to be having sports betting and that you can place a sports bet. So they're going to come up with a way that they can try to regulate it as much as they can. And, you know, he further said that that they are mindful of the changing dynamics being presented to the conference and to all of college sports when in reference to gambling. So they understand that this is going to be an issue that they're going to have to tackle head on. They're going to try to regulate it as much as possible. Is that realistic? We'll have to take a wait-and-see approach.
Yeah. We'll have to see you on that one. Raymond Parsh from Radio Row, brought to you by Artco Equipment. LSU addressing the media later on this afternoon. Targeting, officiating had to be a big, big part of what Commissioner Sankey had to talk about. I even heard a reference to the Devin White targeting call against Alabama, and he made a little joke about that. But do you foresee the SEC going to the flagrant one, flagrant two? Flagrant two, you're ejected, but flagrant one, you stay in the game, you don't miss anything.
Not immediately. I think based on Sankey's comments, and, you know, and once again, he kind of made light of it. That was Jacques Doucet, our friend from WAFB, that asked that question, by the way, about the targeting and bringing up the Devin White penalty that was assessed where he had to miss the first half of the Alabama game. And, Sankey was like, oh, I didn't hear about that controversy. He kind of made light of it.
Right.
But he did say, you know, the targeting rule is in place, but the thing about that, Jordy, is that, you know, he did admit that he is happy that there's some discussion going on about how to improve it. You know, he did admit to that today, talking about, you know, that the reality of targeting, it is a well-intended rule that is difficult to officiate and controversial even when applied correctly. So, you know, it's a damned if they do, damned if they don't kind of situation when it comes to targeting. But he said he was encouraged by the willingness to update the rule. But he did say, quote, it'd still be a controversial, but we'll have to fundamentally understand this about protecting the participants in the game. I think they may be a little slow moving on this, Jordy, to be perfectly frank with you, because I'm not for sure if they really know how to tackle it. Now, they did say about the officiating, which I found interesting, is that they did a lot of self-evaluation and about replay. And they said that they have decided to add a sideline monitor to its replay review process. And funny enough, he also made the announcement that they're launching a new website, secsports.com/officiating.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. That was the reaction by all of us in the main room, Jordy, because I was like, oh, what are you doing? And, of course, it already has thousands of Twitter followers already, the Twitter account does, Jordy, in just a few hours, and people are already leaving comments. So that could be interesting how they deal with that. But they are, you know, they are trying to make an effort here to be a little bit more transparent. They're creating the new SEC officiating website. They're getting the sideline review. So they're trying to get it. To get it right, but you know, like any other major conference, I think it's going to be slow. It's going to be a slow process. It's not going to change overnight, so to speak.
Steve Shaw is probably shaking in his boots when he heard about the new website on officiating. He'll be addressing the media, I think, tomorrow as the head of officials, and a good guy to say the least. Tell us the logistic approach, how you and CD are handling all this stuff, because you got players in certain areas. You got the head coach in another area. Just try to explain the logistics of it all.
We thankfully came up a little early yesterday, so we did a walkthrough and kind of figured out exactly how we needed to finagle everything. I guess would be the best way to describe that, Jordy. You know, we're on Radio Row. We're set up. We got a nice setup right down here in the main heart of Radio Row. So, you know, we did our show, and then we just kind of attack it. We come up with a game plan on how we're doing things. We have to go upstairs, up the escalator, to get upstairs to the main room. And, you know, we were able to take part in the commissioner's, State of the Union, mm-hmm. and then, of course, Missouri. And that was kind of interesting. A lot of buzz about Kelly Bryant, the former Clemson quarterback. Right. And surprising that they brought him there. That tells you everything that you need to know about how Missouri feels about he becoming a leader of this team already.
No doubt.
That he's here. But, you know, it's just tag team. Clint's going to – World Famous is going to do some stuff with Florida right now, and then we're both going to tag team LSU with Coach Orgeron and Grant Delpit, Joe Burrow, and the rest, and we'll have all of that LSU content obviously posted up on 1037thegame.com later today.
Sounds wonderful. So you and Clint made the drive, and, you know, you find out a lot about somebody when you're stuck in a car for 6, 7, 8 hours. Y'all survived? Y'all didn't attack one another?
No, we did not attack one another. It was a very good drive, Jordy. But the next time you talk to your producer extraordinaire, you'll have to make sure to ask him, why does he drive so slow?
You'll have to
make sure ask him. He likes to drive under the speed limit, Jordy. He likes to drive under the speed limit, my friend.
He's like, ooh.
Yes.
That wouldn't have worked. That's not going to work. I'm sorry. We'd have come to blows on that one. I'm curious, Barry, did it affect the drive in any way, shape, or form?
We ran into some spring. We actually drove down. We went down to Slidell. Through there, we took the 10-12 split. We went down to Slidell, and we went up through Mississippi, through Hattiesburg, and that direction to get up here. And we had some mist and some constant rain for a little while, but nothing too troubling until we got to Tuscaloosa. And when we got to T-Town, the heavens opened up, and it was monstrous. But thankfully, we got here, and all of the other Louisiana contingent, our friends from The Advocate, and Jacques Doucet from WAFB and others got here safely. So, thankfully, the storm didn't prevent anyone from arriving here to cover one of the biggest events in all of sports.
It's the start of the college football season. Raymond Parsh, RP3 and Company. You can listen to them live 6 to 9 a.m. Brought to you by Artco Equipment from Radio Row. And we look forward to getting you each and every day this week. Thank you. I know you got a lot of work to do, so get busy. And we look forward to all the sound that we can give to all of our great listeners. Be safe and take care.
Not a problem, Jordy. Glad to catch up with you and talk to you tomorrow, brother.
You got it. There you go, from Hoover, Alabama. Now, who coaches Joe Burrow and Lloyd Cushenberry and Grant Delpit? Well, we'll have the good doctor that talks about branding themselves and LSU next here on the Jordy Helpert Show. 1037 The Game, 1037thegame.com. We are Acadiana Sports Station.
NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Afternoon Major League Baseball action. Front end of a doubleheader. Top four. The Giants are dominating the Rockies. It is now 13-0. Good matchups coming up tonight. Dodgers are at Philadelphia. Yankees hosting Tampa Bay. Atlanta on the road at Milwaukee. Angels welcoming in the Houston Astros. 4 o'clock deadline for NFL teams to lock up franchise tag players long term. Well, Robbie Gould and the 49ers have agreed to a 2-year, $10.5 million fully guaranteed contract. Could go up with options to $19 million over 4 years, $15 million of it guaranteed. This just in, the Falcons and defensive tackle Grady Jarrett have agreed it's a 4-year, $68 million contract. Does not look like Jadeveon Clowney and the Texans will get a deal done. Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers, they've agreed to a maximum extension, 5 years, $170 million. Dan Schwartzman, NBC Sports Radio.
You do it right to find the best deals around. Lowe's is here to help with savings throughout the store. Shop Cobalt Tool Days and take advantage of great values on tools and accessories, like $70 off a Cobalt 24-volt max variable speed brushless cordless impact driver, now $99. Thinking of updating your bath? Save during our kitchen and bath event with up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, showerheads, and more. Whatever's on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 717 U.S. only.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
I'm Sal.
Join me, Raymond Parsh III, from 6 to 9 each weekday morning right here on 103.7 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station, as RP3 and Company will be broadcasting live from Hoover, Alabama for SEC Media Days, powered by Artco Equipment.
It's time to win again with 103.7 The Game's Swinging for Cash contest. Here's another keyword. Astros. A-S-T-R-O-S. Astros. Enter the keyword right now at 1037thegame.com for a chance to win $1,000. Good luck and keep listening for the next keyword on Acadiana Sports Station.
Be there live when the LSU Tigers play the Texas Longhorns in Austin for the first time in history. The LSU football team takes to the road on September 7th to play in Darrell K. Royal, Texas Memorial Stadium for the first time in program history. And you want to be there. 103.7 The Game and J.P. Thibodeau, Honda, Nissan, Kia want to send you and a friend to catch every last minute of the action. So sign up today in the 103.7 The Game clubhouse at 103.7thegame.com for your chance to win. This Tiger road trip includes 2 game day tickets, airfare from Baton Rouge to Austin, 2 nights at the Driscoll Hotel, transportation, and access to the pregame party. Winner will be drawn August 16th. The only way you can win is to sign up right now in the 103.7 The Game clubhouse. This Tiger road trip to the University of Texas is powered by J.P. Thibodeau Honda Nissan Kia, celebrating 50 years in Acadiana and Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game.
Acadiana's largest beer festival is back. Gulf Brew returns to Blackham Coliseum for its 12th year on Saturday, July 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. Get ready to do the brew and enjoy tasting craft beers from brewers all along the Gulf Coast. Over 200 beers all in one place with food and live music. Tickets are available by visiting dothebrew.org or by visiting the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Must be 21 to enter. Support provided by Schilling Distributing, Crescent Crown, Party Central, and Delta Media. Don't miss Gulf Brew July 20th.
When you feel heartburn up in your throat, you'll do anything for fast relief. You might chug milk directly from the source.
Okay, girl, easy.
You might slurp down an entire slushie in a single breath.
Oh, that didn't help.
Don't try just anything. Try new Rolaids Heartburn Soothers, the only antacid that melts to leave a cooling sensation while it starts working as fast as now to relieve heartburn.
Oh, that's better.
Soothe the burn with new Rolaids Heartburn Soothers. Use as directed.
ShopRite Tobacco Plus discount outlets. Whether you need gas for your car, tobacco products, an excellent fast food, or a good bottle of beer or wine, ShopRite has you covered. For those on the go, getting breakfast or lunch at ShopRite is terrific. Heading out on a road trip, ShopRite has you covered with everything you need for everyone in your travel party. So if you're anywhere in central and southern Louisiana, you'll find a ShopRite store near you, a one-stop shop for whatever you need. If you can't ShopRite at ShopRite, you just can't ShopRite at all.
Do you have the time?
to listen to me whine.
Show on Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game. Want to get in on the action? Call us up on the ARCO Equipment Hotline at 337-706-0111.
All right, 33 minutes after the hour, we're efforting to get Dr. Tommy Karam on board. There's a phone issue, unbeknownst to me, that, and I hope we can get it. But Tommy does a tremendous job in coaching up LSU athletes for what they can expect when they meet the media. He's taught sports marketing since the fall of 1996. He's a senior instructor teaching the principles of marketing and sports marketing, and does a tremendous, and not a nicer guy, not a nicer guy. So hopefully we can get him on, and Kevin will let me know if that indeed is the case. Welcome to live radio, ladies and gentlemen. You have the best of plans laid out, and then stuff happens. So I will have to filibuster until these things get rectified, if at all humanly possible. Dan Mullen is in the main hall addressing the media as we speak. A surprise team. He really made a marked improvement in year one for the Florida Gators. They had six more wins than 2017, the biggest win improvement since 1979 to 1980. They went 10-3 overall, 5-3 in the SEC, and players, quarterbacks that work under Dan Mullen historically get better and better and better as the years go by. And because of that, a lot is expected of one Felipe Franks. Remember, Felipe Franks was committed to LSU at one point in time. Big, big, strong kid. He never lived up to the billing under the regime when he first signed up with Florida. But I think the best thing that happened to Felipe Franks was Dan Mullen. And Dan Mullen's had a history of doing that with quarterbacks. Just look at his record at Starkville with the quarterbacks that he has had. Dak Prescott, to name one, just got better and better and better. And so Florida becomes a very, very difficult opponent. But they've got to beat Georgia. And Dan Mullen knows that. He's the 27th head coach in Florida program history. And it's very difficult when you leave one school in the SEC and go to another. A lot of feelings are hurt. A lot of bridges are burned. But, you know, he learned, cut his teeth at Florida back in the day. And then he went to state. And I really thought that at one point in time in his tenure, he had better get out of Starkville or he'll never get out of Starkville. But he certainly took advantage of the right opportunity at the right time, and Florida made a great hire. And Florida will be very, very good. Mullen's a really good coach, and they're going to be fine. Yes, they lost some players, no question. In fact, one, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, is now cutting his teeth with the New Orleans Saints. Every school loses players, but a team like Florida, with the wealth of talent in that state, can certainly make up for it. So Dan Mullen and the Florida Gators will be very, very difficult this year, but thank goodness, for the first time, LSU, what's first time in what seems like forever and a day, LSU will get to host the Florida Gators after that whole storm catastrophe and Jeremy Foley going up against Joe Oliva and the SEC and all this kind of stuff. It's finally settled back down to earth, and that was such a great advantage for Florida. It was 3 years in a row. It was like you get a great player, but you got to give up draft choices. It was kind of like that. We got the game where we wanted to, when we wanted to, but we had to give up an awful lot to get it there. But now it's all settled down. So Felipe Franks returning for his junior season, 2,457 passing yards, 24 passing touchdowns, a 67.1 total QBR
last season. It's a lot better than it was early on. And so, again, here's another team that's relying on a quarterback to get him going. One thing Florida's always going to have, kind of like LSU, they're always going to be good defensively. I don't care what you say. I don't care who they lose. They're always going to be good because they've got great athletes. Great athletes. And they're always going to fly to the football, and they're always going to be aggressive. Always. What Florida used to have that they're trying to get back to, and Mullen brings a little bit of that, is that Steve Spurrier gamble, take chances, play aggressively, and do those things. So Florida's going to be good, but so is Georgia. I think Missouri might be one of those teams that makes a quantum leap in the East. I don't see Kentucky maintaining or having a 10-win season. I don't see that happening again. Tennessee might improve a little bit. I believe that. The big question, I think, in the East is Will Muschamp in South Carolina. You know, they 7 wins a year ago, fourth year. He better produce, or he might be one of those guys. Look, there's several people, coaches on the, you know, as we like to use the cliche, the hot seat. And no question, the biggest hot seat is with Gus Malzahn and Auburn. And they mess with you completely. When you think Auburn's going to be really, really good, like last year we thought they were going to be really good with that quarterback, Jarrett Stidham, and everybody coming back, and they just bombed. And then you think, man, like this year, they got nobody. They don't have a proven quarterback. They lost a lot of players. Malzahn is on the hot seat. They're going to be after him and watch him have a great year. That's how it works. Kevin, let me know what things are going on, buddy. All right, come here. Okay. We are ready. All right, we are ready. All right, good, 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 good. Dr. Tommy Karam joins us now. LSU is having their day at the SEC Media Days, and they don't go in there unprepared. They get to talk to the best in the business on the message that they would like to deliver to everyone. And that's that message gets sent by Dr. Tommy Karam, senior instructor, Department of Marketing, amongst all the other things, a very accomplished professor, and just a downright good guy. Dr. Karam, Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jordy.
All right, so you get to tell me how this all came about and how you got started in this, in talking to athletes and the message you like to send to them.
It started a long time ago, kind of accidentally, with your friend and our friend Shaquille, who was the first to come to me and just said innocently as a young kid, young college kid, he wanted to be good in interviewing. And so that's kind of where the whole idea started. And over the years, I've been very blessed and lucky to be able to help the other athletes prepare for days like today and then working throughout the year interacting with the media. And then Coach Ogeron is just so – he believes so much in, as do all the coaches, in making sure the players are prepared for moments like this. And so for me, it's exciting. I enjoy doing it. The players are so genuinely concerned, and they want to do well and prepare well. So It's exciting for them, and I enjoy being able to help them a little bit.
Man, I hope you cut a deal with Shaq to give a percentage of his future earnings as part of your payment plan.
Not really. Just a good chuckle and a handshake every now and again is plenty for me.
Many people, and I know this not to be true, but many people give the impression that the media are a bunch of evil people that are trying to get the inner secrets of the kingdom out of these players. Is that something that's kind of thought of that way? Do players look at the media as the enemy or as someone to maybe further their image and their brand a little bit?
I don't think they view them as the enemy as much as I think they're just uncomfortable in that setting. You know, it's quite, you know, for the average person, myself included, it's a little intimidating. You see these world-class athletes and the microphone appears and all of a sudden they're a little uncomfortable. So I don't think they view the media as anything negative. I think they view the setting as quite intimidating. and they want to learn how to get comfortable there so that they can interview well and they can enjoy the interview and hopefully walk away having left a nice impression. So I don't think they view it in that way.
You know what they say when you have to give a speech? They say, just imagine that your audience is in their underwear. Do you tell these players, imagine the media? God, that would be a sight, wouldn't it, that they're in their underwear?
We like to just view it as a great opportunity for them to – we talk about personal branding a lot and how this is a chance for the fans to see the actual athlete and that brand and – and we want them to get comfortable enough so they can enjoy the interview and they can be themselves. And if we can get them to that level, usually everything else takes care of itself. And that's really not to go back to Shaquille. That's what made Shaquille so good early on, is that he just embraced a beautiful, simple, loving brand that he had. And if we can get guys and gals to that level, then I think the interview setting and the impressions and the impact they have are going to be exceptional.
This year, Dr. Tommy Karam, kind enough to join us this year. Joe Burrow makes a visit. Lloyd Cushenberry makes a visit. And Grant Delpit makes a visit. How receptive were they and how confident are you of them to do exactly what you said, kind of embrace it, accept it, have fun with it?
I think they're ready. You know, we work hard. They devote a lot of time. We practice. And when I say practice, you know, we put them through – Michael Barnett, you know, he kind of coordinates all this. He and his staff do a magnificent job of getting them ready and putting them in these situations. And I just work with them to kind of get them in settings. We ask them hard questions they'll probably never get asked. But we want to teach them how to think on their feet and how not to overreact and how to handle a little bit of heat and tough questions if they might be asked. And then how to present themselves again in a way that's going to be very, very beneficial to them. They know this, Jordy. This is kind of the message we try to teach. The only thing I try to leave with is they recognize they are representing LSU, and they're always so – whoever gets asked every year, to them it's one of the great honors they have is to go there and to be on this huge stage. And all three of the guys you just mentioned – they're so concerned about it. Of course, they want to do well, but they want to represent LSU. And they know they are LSU for a day, and they speak for the team. And it's an exciting opportunity, and they want to do it well. And so they prepared extremely well, and I hope they have a good time, and I think they'll do a fine job for LSU.
Dr. Tommy Karam, kind enough to join us. I would imagine one of the big questions this year is going to be, how do you handle such high expectations this season? Last year there were low expectations. You far exceeded those. This year there are such high expectations. And when the hell are you going to beat Alabama? I mean, that's going to be the questions.
That's correct. And I think they'll have a good answer. We don't practice answers as much as we practice just thinking at the moment how the question is going to be posed. And you're exactly right. Those will be questions they'll get asked. I think the new rivalry, the emerging rivalry with Texas A&M is going to be a question they'll get asked.
There's
so many opportunities there for some difficult questions, or not difficult, but challenging questions, and just to get them to think how the questions could come, and then let them come up with their own answers. I think, not to sound corny, but their hearts are good, their minds are sharp. And they come up with an answer that's going to be really, I think it's going to be a perfect answer. You know, the Texas game, they're all excited about this new rivalry. And they're ready for the Tuscaloosa question if it comes. But they know the season is long, and their questions, in addition to the Tuscaloosa question, that they want to be comfortable with and to be able to answer as clean and clearly as they can.
I remember the thing I was always the most nervous about was I certainly didn't want to give any bulletin board material to any of my opponents. And I'm sure that's something that you address as well.
As much as I can, as much as I can teach them or at least suggest to them. Of course, you want to be careful doing that. But it's kind of the backdrop behind all of this is knowing they're representing LSU and they're representing their teammates, if you have that in the back of your mind, I think they're going to come up with nice,
right?
You know, nice answers, not overly protective answers. But they'll come up with nice answers, and I don't think they'll do anything where they'll overstep.
I agree, Tommy. How much? Not only are the words very significant, but there are certain questions you have to be careful as far as your mannerisms, your facial expressions, and do you delve into those realms as well?
I probably spend, just from my perspective and the way I do it, I probably spend more time with that than crafting answers, because I don't want to craft answers, because then they become, then first of all, my answer would be terrible, and then it would steal their ability to be really who they are. So I don't mess with that, but I do spend a lot of time with exactly what you just mentioned. Because one thing that they do there, you've seen how it works, that they're being observed the whole time. You know, they're walking down these hallways. There's just hundreds of people from the press who are just watching them. And so, and they're going to make these quick decisions and quick judgments of them. So, yes, the way they carry themselves, both at the mic, in the print sessions, walking through the hallway, meeting the fans and the press, all of that, I think, is just critical to the way they're going to be seen and to the overall impression they're leaving on behalf of LSU. But, yes, we do talk about that at great, great length, and we put them through a lot of different training moments where they can get comfortable doing that well.
You've had some characters that have, in all sports, some high-profile athletes that have gone through your training and have gone on, and now they're doing very well professionally. So it's got to be you got to look at these kids and go, wow, what a long way they have come. It's got to be very fulfilling to you.
It really is. I think it's I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to spend some time with them, and the guys really work so hard, and they want to do well. Of course, they want to present themselves well, but they want to represent LSU well, and they don't do it just in Birmingham. Hopefully you see it throughout the year whenever they're called upon in a variety of settings to be interviewed or to represent LSU. To see them do it and do it as well as they do it, it's a great feeling, I have to admit.
This is tough in the fact that it's so many people, but I think nothing's tougher than having a microphone stuck in your face after a very hard-fought loss, and that's something that comes with training as well.
Absolutely, and we, throughout the course of this, not necessarily for today, but throughout the course of the year, we practice. And this is something that the coach does. We start this really early when they come in. The team gets this whole, a big backdrop of who they are, their personal brand, the importance of representing LSU well. So we start teaching them this, you know, the moment they arrive, and then as the moments develop for each student, athlete, then, you know, we may delve deeper into it. But, yeah, we put them through difficult losses and how to be gracious when you lose and how to be gracious when you win. And not to sound corny, but the guys really want to do it right, you know, and they want hard questions. They say, give it to me hard, put me through whatever you can put me through. And I couldn't handle it myself, but they asked me to give it to them. And they want to learn, and they learn very, very quickly, and they learn very, very well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dr. Tommy Karam, it all started way back in, by chance, Shaquille O'Neal got this whole thing started. Hey, I want to get good with the media. He's turned out pretty good. You did a good job with him, Dr. Tommy Karam.
Well done. He came good. I just watched and applauded. He was charming. He was such a wonderful guy, as he is now. And all the student athletes, all the students are like that. If anybody can get them to recognize that their brand, who they are, and their personality is good, I think every interview should turn out very well for everybody.
Man, where were you when I needed you? I could have been dangerous with you.
I think you're pretty good back then, and you're pretty good right now. So you could be doing this better than me. So I'm just excited and happy to have a little hand in all of this.
Well, congratulations to your son, a graduate of Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, and it sounds like he wants to follow in Dad's footsteps. Not a bad deal.
Thank you so much, Jordy. You're wonderful. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, safe travels back. You avoided Barry. I hope you continue to avoid him and keep up the great work. And let's visit one day soon, my friend.
Anytime. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it very much.
You take care. Dr. Tommy Karam, not a nicer guy in the business, very gifted, very talented. You can see how players will open up and just a part of the entire package that these athletes have at their disposal. There's so much more to it than just their performance on the field or on the court. And you'll see it today. Joe Burrow and Lloyd Cushenberry and Grant Delpit, how they've been instructed. And they want to do well, and I'm sure that they will. No bulletin board material will be allowed, and LSU only picks those that they are very comfortable and confident in to do just that. We'll be back to wrap up hour number one next.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
Mela is money. What's up? It is WWE superstar Carmella, and you're listening to 103.7 The Game.
The second half of the Major League Baseball season is underway, and you know what that means. Astros Weekend Getaways, powered by Lafayette Roofing. Up next, the Seattle Mariners, August 3rd and 4th. Register in the clubhouse at 1037thegame.com for your chance to win 4 tickets to each game, an overnight stay in the Aloft Houston downtown, parking, and a tour of Minute Maid Park. It's the next Astros Weekend Getaway of the season, powered by Lafayette Roofing and Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game.
Houston Astros baseball on 103.7 The Game is proudly sponsored by Ardco Equipment. The Houston Astros have built their own championship team. You can do the same at Ardco Equipment with the Build Your Own Tractor Package. Ardco Equipment is proud to sponsor its own home run derby. Every time you buy a tractor, you hit a home run. And remember, this baseball season, when the only road is no road, it's Houston Astros baseball, 103.7 The Game, and Ardco Equipment.
Imagine a job, no, a career where your opinion mattered.
Yeah, can I have your help with this?
This is one thing, it's really important.
And the harder you worked, the more money you could make. What if you could become an expert on traditional media?
Digital media.
Social media. If you don't like where you're working now, then why aren't you working here? We have an entire group of radio and television stations, and we're looking for account executives to work with our clients, helping them develop new ideas. You could be their go-to marketing person, a person that everyone relies on.
Yeah, can I have your help with this?
Can you help me with this?
Imagine having a job where every day at work is different. Imagine having a say in your destiny, your career, your income. Want to find out more? Visit DeltaMediaCorp.com. That's DeltaMediaCorp.com and click job openings. Or call Shanae at 337-886-4669. That's 337-886-4669. Delta Media Corporation is an equal opportunity employer.
The great thing about basketball is your team can win, or they might come up short. Either way, how much fun you have is all about who you're hanging with. When you're at Hooters, every game's a win, and there's no such thing as a party of one because the world-famous Hooters girls are always there with an assist. So come on down to Hooters, your official hangout for game day. Catch all the games at Hooters, all day, every day.
You're listening to the Jordy Holtberg Show on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Want to get in on the action? Call us up on the Ardco Equipment Hotline at 337-706-0111.
All right, quick wrap-up of hour number one. Hour number two, Hot Topics. Scott Alexander will join us and more from Birmingham, Hoover, Alabama, and the SEC Media Days. Football season's upon us. Dan Mullen right now. Ed Orgeron on deck, ready to go at around 3:55 this afternoon. So sit back and relax. Hour number one's in the books. Hour number two coming straight ahead. Brought to you by Hooters. Hooters just makes you happy. Drink specials each and every day. And ball games all night long on all the televisions. Hooters on Ambassador Caffrey Parkway. It just makes you happy. Back with hour number two after this.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is KLWB Karen Crow Lafayette.
103.7 The Game, a Delta Media station. Call Lafayette Roofing, 237-7663.
You'd do it right to get an outdoor space that makes you proud and offers a stylish place to relax. Lowe's is here to help and help you save on everything you need to get started. Add an attractive new retaining wall to your landscape and save with mini flagstone retaining wall blocks, now 10 for $10. And update your patio furniture and save up to 25% on select patio clearance items. For great buys to make your outdoors even greater, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/17 while supplies last. Wall block offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii, U.S. only.
There's no denying that it really feels like summer. There's also no denying that it really tasted like summer at Randall's Restaurant. Randall's Restaurant in Lafayette is offering fresh summertime favorites such as Louisiana Blue Point crabs, fresh shrimp, fresh fish, and more. Boiled, broiled, fried, over rice, however you like it, every evening starting at 5 p.m. And you gotta have live Cajun music in Cajun country. Randall's has a great live Cajun band every night starting at 6:30. So meet your friends or bring the family for a night of family fun with fresh Louisiana seafood, char-grilled Angus steaks, chicken, as well as many other delicacies, along with live Cajun bands every night opening at 5 p.m. with live music at 6:30. Located on Cali Saloon Road near Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. Take a look at the menu or band schedule on the web at randalls.com.
Delta Home Center and Delta Trailer Sales, your one-stop shop for mobile homes, modular homes, dirts and portable buildings, decks, porches, fences, carports, site-built metal shops, utility trailers, and cargo trailers. Located at Exit 7 in Carrancrow or at deltahomecenter.com.
It's time for the 2-Minute Drill on 103.7 The Game, powered by Legends Bar and Grill.
We're rolling.
Continue standing by.
Here's what's making news.
The Houston Astros got the split of their series with the Rangers after a 12-4 win on Sunday. The Astros are now on the West Coast as they prepare to open up a 4-game set with the Los Angeles Angels. First pitch between the Stros and Halos is set for 9:10 p.m. tonight, and all the action can be heard live on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. The run for the New Orleans Pelicans in the NBA Summer League playoffs came to an end Sunday night as the Pels fell to the Memphis Grizzlies 88-86 in overtime. New Orleans finishes this year's Summer League with a 4-2 overall record.
This has been the 2-Minute Drill, powered by Legends, your favorite sports bar and grill, with 9 locations in Acadiana and the best happy hour in town. Cheers. Find them at legendsoflafayette.com.
At Cajun Chef, we only use the finest products, like our pickled okra and spicy pickled green beans, seasoned with our special Cajun flavor. It's so great for that special Bloody Mary. For you pepper lovers, Cajun Chef has the right kind of jalapeno peppers with just the right amount of spiciness, and it's excellent to pair with some nachos. A little dab of their signature hot sauce can make any meal amazing. Why not try Cajun Chef? When you do, you'll agree Cajun Chef is not just deliciously different, it's decidedly better. Cajun Chef.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
Pull off another miracle.
This is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. Streaming live on the 103.7 The Game mobile app and online at 103.7thegame.com.
He struck him out, and the Tigers have won.
This is the Jordy Hultberg Show. Get involved and call 337-706-0111. Follow along at 103.7 The Game on Facebook and Twitter. And now it's time. Here's your host, Jordy Hultberg.
Well, it's hour number 2 of 2, and away we go on this Monday, July the 15th. Yes, SEC Media Days have begun. We've heard from Barry Odom today, Dan Mullen kind of in the flow of it, and Ed Orgeron coming up at around 3:55. Right when we're about to sign off, Coach O is going to be in the Grand Hall room and giving his address and answering questions. So we'll have all of this sound for you tomorrow as my producer extraordinaire, Clint Domain, is there with Raymond Parsh. And we had some live interview with Raymond to start off the show. And we head back to Hoover, Alabama, because it's time for Hot Topics. And whether it's here, there, or anywhere, we got to do it. So without further ado, as we always do at this time of day, let's get our daily walk around the sports water cooler. Push that button, please.
Here's today's hot topics, brought to you by Cajun Chef. Spice up your life with Cajun Chef products. Delectably delicious, decidedly better.
On Radio Row, Clint Domay with his first sojourn to Hoover, Alabama. And, Clint, how's it going so far, my friend?
It is
day one.
It is going fantastic, Jordy. Day number one, largely in the books. LSU, obviously, the main event of day number one. And it's definitely been an entertaining one as of late. Everything going on. Obviously, Greg Sankey opening things up. A lot of informative points of view, him talking about sports betting, which is definitely a big topic in the world, and wants to try and help things in terms of it existing, but not necessarily doing it where you're betting on how many 3 points are made in a game or a field goal to win the game. That kind of stuff is a little next level for him, but it's really cool that they're starting to take strides in that aspect and being more open towards it, as opposed to maybe the last couple of years. Louisiana, listen up.
Yeah, exactly. That and officiating with targeting calls and all that, replays, that was basically the highlight of the State of the Union address from Commissioner Sankey. But what's Radio Row look like, man? It got a lot of people. I mean, is it packed as always?
Oh, it's packed as always, Jordy. And, you know, one of the things I didn't quite realize, because you don't normally see, like, a whole lot of Winfrey, especially with the SEC Network's coverage of SEC Media Days, is I didn't realize this. The Winfrey is part of a mall, Jordy.
Yes.
So, like, basically, it's a whole, like, hodgepodge of people and just everybody just walking around. Like, we were here, like, we got in about 5:15, 5:30 into Radio Row, and my goodness, there was nobody here. About 8 o'clock, hour number 3, we all had tons of people rolling. Shows were live, and live bullets were flying everywhere. But it was really fun, Jordy, to kind of be around there for the first 3 hours of SEC Media Day.
Let me give you a fair warning. Be ready for Wednesday morning, because that you ain't seen nothing yet till King Nick makes his appearance.
I've heard the escalators are very entertaining that day.
Yeah, it'll be fun for you, but get ready, because it's a lot of work. It's 4 straight days of nothing but work, but we appreciate your time. So without further ado, let's get busy here. What you got for me today?
Jordy, we got a lot to get to. Obviously, I think one of the biggest things that happened over this weekend was, without a doubt, with the Wimbledon final. Is it a conspiracy, Jordy? This is the first year they're going to go to the deciding fifth set if necessary. And, of course, the first year they announce it, it actually happens, Jordy. Yeah. It feels like it's a conspiracy theory to me.
12-12. Normally they would play the final set out. You'd have to win by 2 games. But if it got to 12-12 this year, they went to the tiebreaker. And sure enough, first year, there it is. It was a great tennis match. Federer won more games. Djokovic won more bigger points to get the win. And now he's just 4 majors behind Federer at 37. I don't, you know, I don't know how many more opportunities he's going to have, but tennis for the men's side is an incredible era with Federer, Djokovic, Nadal. That goes back to McEnroe, Connors, and Borg era, where these three were continuously dominating the men's tennis world. So it was a great match. I enjoyed every minute. We had rain. We had high winds. Nobody was going anywhere. That was the best thing going, and I was riveted to it all Sunday morning long. It was terrific tennis.
Stick with that, Jordy. You brought up the fact that a lot of rain hitting the Acadian area, and especially more towards Baton Rouge, in from what I could kind of observe on my way to Hoover, Alabama. How do y'all make out over there in BR?
Well, thank God we were fine. I expected a lot. I never lost power, which was a miracle. The streets are fine. We really dodged a bullet. All those in Acadian, I know some people lost power. I know there has been flooding at certain areas, so my heart felt condolences, and my thoughts and prayers are with all of you. But as far as the Hopeberg family was concerned, we were fine. So thank God for that.
Yeah, I think we lost power twice at moments at the house. And then, like, I think then there was also, like, a down power line off of University. I believe it's probably still down. And that was just a whole mess and a half trying to get to where I needed to be before I rolled out with my Raymond Parsha III to go to Hoover, Alabama.
How was that drive, by the way? You can find out a lot about people when you're stuck in a car for 6 hours, man. Y'all coexisted okay? Everything was good?
Oh, yeah, no, we coexisted okay. It's just, there's a lot of things that I can't say on the air, so I'll leave it at that, Jordy, because it was more about the last, about half hour. Because for the most part, you had your reins. It was heavy for a moment, but then it would dissipate. Yeah. But once, I'd say probably once got past Knoxville, Alabama, into Birmingham, it started pouring consistently for about 20 minutes and heavy rain. And whenever
you're a little
further up north, you're dealing with also a little bit of fog. And that was just, Jordy, I could easily go on a tangent about how much of a pain that was.
So, you're there. You're seeing all the, there's a lot of national people there. You've been anything stand out to your mind as far as what you've seen so far? I mean, come on now.
Like I said, nothing really has kind of stood out to me, mind you. Again, it's kind of the first day, and you're kind of just trying to get your bearings straight. And that's kind of how it's been over the last, 24 hours, trying to get your bearings straight in a strange town. I've never been in Hoover, Alabama, much less, Birmingham.
Oh, it's a great town.
So it's a different kind of – it's like everybody is incredibly nice, but it's just – it's a different kind of world. I'm just trying to kind of get on a bearing straight, but it's getting there.
If you get a chance, you got to drive around. You got to go see the Hoover Met.
We're not far from
it. Ballpark. You're not far from it. It's very nice, and that's a very, very nice part of town, Hoover, Alabama. You'll enjoy it. For our listening audience, we've got, in other words, Ed Orgeron's coming up later on in the program, later on this afternoon, right when we're about to sign off. But you will figure out a way to get everything that we need for tomorrow. So our audience won't miss out on anything that LSU has to say, correct?
Correct, Amanda. We'll be getting you all the Ed Orgeron stuff that you can about imagine. Mind you, Coach Foe, not so much. Coach Foe has been banned from SEC Media Days for 1 year. He did some things that were very, not great. So we couldn't have Coach Foe join RP3 and Company or the Jordy Holtberg Show for Hot Topics. We left him behind for a good reason.
We don't need that. Try to explain to the audience. Coach O is in the main room talking, but the players, they have print media, they have radio, they have television, they have the SEC Network, they have CBS. There's a ton of rooms that they have to go to. That's why they're there for 4 hours.
Well, it's actually a little bit different, Jordy, the way it's set up, because you've got, obviously, your main part of the building. You've got your main hall, but they also put – it was almost like a wrestling ring where you have just it's three corners instead of four. You have three corners after your coach is done in the main hall, and you stay in the main hall, and you have, three corners dedicated to a player. Like, for instance, I just got done with the Mizzou stuff earlier today.
Okay.
And you had Kelly Bryant on the top left corner and a couple other guys on the other two corners of the room. That way you can all get that stuff in. And trust me, there was a scrum and a half for Kelly Bryant. But we managed to get some stuff for it. And you can check it out on 1037thegame.com. We should have that up later today.
He was 16-2 as a starter. One of those losses was to Alabama. The other loss was a game he got injured in early and never returned. He just didn't happen to be the quarterback that is there now.
And he almost went to Arkansas, Jordy.
Yeah, it's not a knock. I'm kind of glad he went to Mizzou in the East, because that guy can play, and he's going to make Missouri dangerous. They're trying to get off of those sanctions, no bowl game for this season. They're trying to appeal that with the NCAA. But Bryant makes them legit. He gives them a lot of a lot to worry about for other teams who have to defend. And they got a good running back as well. Mizzou could be sneaky good this year. So don't sleep on those other Tigers in the East.
Exactly. They're going to be fun to see in the SEC East, especially with Kelly Bryant at the helm. Of course, they got a bowl ban, so they can't necessarily crash the college football playoff party. But it's going to be fun to see what goes on in the SEC East.
I don't think they're going to be that good. I think they might be good enough to put a scare into some teams in the East. They're not nearly ready for the college football playoff. LSU, if breaks go the right way, certainly and with the schedule that they play, certainly has the chance to get into that party. But, of course, you got to get past the Alabama – The tide is good. Again, yeah. I don't care what you say. They're going to be good again.
They are, Jordy. It's just a fact of life. You're going to wind up seeing Alabama continue to look phenomenal. And it's amazing to see what's been going on with Alabama over the last 10 years. When we see Nick Saban on Wednesday and all the onlookers, I would say another word, but I am next door to Alabama radio, so I can't necessarily say that word. I'm surrounded by crimson, so I can't say the word that I want to say. So the listeners at home in Acadiana will know what I'm talking about when it comes to the Saban disciples. But we're not talking about the people that fall from the coaching tree.
You got to get a shot of Dan Mullen's shoes. He always comes in with I hear he's got some special Air Jordans on for the day. That's part of the big appeal is what is Dan Mullen's kicks going to look like. And Ed Orgeron and company left Baton Rouge around 11:30 today en route. They were all in casual clothes, but they'll get the coach inside. They'll make a pit stop change and get the right apparel on, and they will do their thing today as well. So we look forward to all of that. Tomorrow you've got Kirby Smart. You've got Matt Luke, who was hired to kind of weather this probation storm from Ole Miss, but his head's on the chopping block. Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee, and then it'll be interesting to see what Jimbo Fisher has to say.
Jimbo.
Go ask him if he misses Scott Woodward tomorrow. Go ask him.
Oh, I'll definitely ask him that, Jordy. But one more before we kind of get out of here. A little bit different when it comes to the world of sports, outside of what we've been talking about, SEC Media Days and tennis. Ben Simmons gets the Supermax deal. How about that, Jordy? The former LSU Tiger, even though he didn't want to be, is going to be getting a huge deal. But he hasn't made a three-point shot in his career.
Hey, $170 million and hadn't made a three. Who cares? show me the money he's got.
Ah, yes.
That's going to be a fun, fun team to watch now that they've got Al Horford, Joel Embiid. That'll free him up a little bit. Ben Simmons wants to get it out and go. The East is wide open. The NBA West is wide open. I think it makes for a great NBA season. So, what does Clint have on target for the rest of the day? So, how do you make this thing all work?
Oh, Jordy, there's a lot of things that go into it. I've got my stuff rolling at all times. Luckily, they've actually got a setup where we can have our audio feed right behind me. I've got a whole pit, basically, and I can record all that from here and be up there getting pictures and whatnot for the website and video as well. It's an amazing setup what's going on right now.
Yeah,
and we're definitely
going
to try and keep tabs on things over the next few hours. In fact, I think I see Coach O right now. I'm going to get out of here, Jordy. We're out of time.
Get out of here. There you go. There's your Hot Topics for the day. Thank you, Clint. Hot Topics, as always, brought to you by Cajun Chef Hot Sauce, the best hot sauce on the planet. The B-Art family for nearly 90 years right there in St. Martinville, putting out the finest spices, the finest peppers, secret ingredients, and voila. Do yourself a flavor. Get yourself some Cajun Chef Hot Sauce, and bring it with you wherever you go. Everything tastes better with Cajun Chef on it. Day one of SEC Media Days will roll on here, the Jordy Helfrich Show on Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game, 1037thegame.com.
Never miss a show or interview again. Just go to the on-demand section of 1037thegame.com or download the 1037 The Game mobile app right now.
The second half of the Major League Baseball season is underway, and you know what that means. Astros Weekend Getaways, powered by Lafayette Roofing. Up next, the Seattle Mariners, August 3rd and 4th. Register in the clubhouse at 1037thegame.com for your chance to win 4 tickets to each game, an overnight stay in the A-Loft Houston downtown, parking, and a tour of Minute Maid Park. It's the next Astros Weekend Getaway of the season, powered by Lafayette Roofing and Acadiana Sports Station, 1037 The Game.
Houston Astros baseball on 103.7 The Game is proudly sponsored by Arco Equipment. The Houston Astros have built their own championship team. You can do the same at Arco Equipment with the Build Your Own Tractor package. Arco Equipment is proud to sponsor its own home run derby. Every time you buy a tractor, you hit a home run. And remember, this baseball season, when the only road is no road, it's Houston Astros baseball, 103.7 The Game, and Arco Equipment.
Where we shop, where we eat, and have fun. All of it makes our community home. Let's celebrate it. Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
For over 25 years, Acadiana has trusted Dr. Patrick McGee Eye Health Care and Quality Eyewear. We accept all insurances, including Medicaid, for both children and adults. Call 234-EYES or 984-2020.
And as Dr. Clearsight would say, y'all come see.
At Silver's Casino, the silver stays in your hands. Experience exciting gaming action right here in Brobridge. Play the newest video poker games with $1,000 payouts and the best service. Silver's Casino, north of I-10 at exit 109 in Brobridge.
This is Joel Frugé from Acadiana Prescription Shop, inviting you to experience the service and confidence of getting your prescription filled by people who know you and your healthcare needs. Our service is fast and always friendly.
Acadiana Prescription Shop, next to Champagne's in Lafayette's Oil Center.
Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
If you're looking for quality air duct cleaning services, turn to Ducks. We are the trusted name in air duct and HVAC cleaning because we utilize industry-leading methods, advanced technology, and effective techniques. Our team of highly trained professionals has the knowledge and the insight to tackle even the most stubborn buildup. We carefully inspect the property before creating a customized cleaning plan, including recommended actions and next steps. Choose Ducts, D-U-C-T-S.
All the best guests join the Jordy Humpert Show. If you missed an interview, you can check it out on demand at 1037thegame.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, as that promo said, all the best guests, and that's what we have next. My good friend Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports in New Orleans, and lots of things to talk about in the Crescent City. First off, how'd you hold up from Barry, buddy? How are you?
Man, I barely escaped those three drops of rain, but I did get by. I did have about two or three leaves come off my tree, but everything was good otherwise.
You're killing me. The Pelicans' summer league run came to an end. They lost to the Grizzlies 88-86 in overtime in the semis. But I tell you what, when they got the two newcomers, or three of them, but in particular, Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes in the lineup, those guys look like they got some playing time in their very, very near future with the big club.
Yeah, I was impressed. And I really wasn't that surprised, particularly with Jackson Hayes. I know some people raised eyebrows when he was drafted. I was lucky enough to be on the Tim Brandt circuit back in Thanksgiving weekend. We did the Vegas Invitational with Michigan State and North Carolina and UCLA, and Texas was the fourth team. And I'm gonna say this: Jackson Hayes wasn't even a name we were preparing for. As you've done many games, you know, you kind of have to look out for the three or four guys that you want to focus on. But man, when he got into the game, I just said, "Whoa, this guy's a difference maker. He's springy, he's bouncy." Somebody asked me to compare what difference is he to Shaq Diallo earlier in the year, and I said, "Listen, there's no comparison. I love Shaq, but this is a different kind of specimen. They're both raw. That would be the only comparison. But the fact is." Jackson Hayes' ceiling is so much higher than what you have with Diallo. This is a guy that I think he showed people that didn't know anything about him at the summer league just a little bit about what you can expect from him. He's going to block a lot of shots. He's going to have some exciting dunks. He's going to run the floor like seven-footers don't normally do. And he's got this youthful vibrance and energy and excitement about him that's just infectious. And it's going to go really well with the way Zion Williamson plays the game, because he's the same way. We're used to, like, watching a guy like Anthony Davis, you can honestly, who's a good guy overall. I'm not going to say anything negative about him, but his personality just is not one that wants to lift up others. And these two guys are going to be that kind of player, and they're fun to be around.
Hayes has got, I mean, his father was a NFL player. His mother was a great, great college basketball player. And I don't think he stopped growing. I think he's going to put on at least two more inches before it's all said and done.
If he puts on two more. I mean, listen, I don't disagree with you. He's got that body type. He's still super young. I could see it possibly happening. And if he does, he's just going to be that much more of a force. He's so long already, Jordy. It's almost like he's got three or four extra inches already. Once he learns the game, and guys, you know, like a Derek Favors, who's been in the league 7, 8, 9 years, the guys like that, and even a little bit with Jahlil Okafor, who really came into his own last season, he's going to learn the little things about the NBA that you don't learn in 1 year of college and some high school basketball. And I think he's just going to get that much better. I don't expect huge things from him this year, but I do expect him to get, you know, 15, 20 minutes a game and that energy off the bench. I really do.
I do too. Just block a couple shots, goaltend if you have to, whatever, and learn the game. I think they found the backup point guard in Alexander Walker. He started off as a two guard, but boy, they quickly moved him to the point, and he has produced. I know it's summer league. I don't want to be the quote prisoner of the moment because it is different, obviously. But I think his game translates very well to when it counts.
He's a player. He's smooth. Listen, first time I really got to watch him, to be honest with you. And plus, I took a little note because he's got some Alexander in him. But I watched it, and I said, against Duke, and I'm like, whoa, this guy's better than I thought. You know, they were missing their point guard for a good bit of the year, so that's when he had to transition from the two to the point. And they were a better, smoother team with him in the game. I really was impressed. I love guys like him that can play both, though. You know, Jordy, yourself. You could go in there and play both the point and the two. And this guy can fill in either way, just kind of like Frank Jackson, but he's got more point guard skills than Jackson does. So I love it.
I'm with you. Scott Alexander, host of Prime Time Sports. You've been around the NBA a long, long time as well. Have you ever seen it as wide open as it's going to be this year in both divisions?
It's so crazy, man. I mean, both conferences are nuts. I know that the East is everybody's kind of settling down to the two teams out there that everybody thinks Philly and Milwaukee after free agency. You know, you can never count the Celtics out. But the West, all these pairs of dynamic duos, I'm very interested to see what Westbrook and Harden are going to do. I'm not super high on it yet, but they do have that rim protector that you need when you have two guards like that in Capella. But obviously, everybody's focusing on the two LA teams. I'm so glad Kawhi did not go to LA. It just would have been kind of a travesty to the league to see that kind of trio together. Because let's be honest, I don't care what you put around them. They're all young for the most part, at least two of the three. And LeBron, that would have been stupid. But when you put a guy like Paul George, who's dynamic in his own right, with Kawhi, that just opens up the floor for both of them, particularly Kawhi, who really didn't have that other Robin to go along with him. He basically is one of the few teams that carried an NBA Finals team by himself. That doesn't happen very often these days.
Right.
And to have
a
guy like George that's going to take some pressure off him is going to be beautiful to watch. Listen, everybody's talking about the Pelicans, all the moves they made, and granted, they're going to be good. When I say good, I'm shooting for 500 good. You know what I mean? I think people need to kind of look at that and say, hey, the West is loaded. You're going to be playing these teams every single night. You're not going to get to play Phoenix every night, okay? You got 15 teams in that Western Conference, and 12 of them will be contenders for playoffs. And honestly, Sacramento might be as well. I mean, they're a young team moving.
That's
so the West is so wide open. It's going to be fun to watch. And honestly, I don't know of a time, except maybe when Anthony Davis re-signed, and maybe a little bit last year because they did so well in the playoffs against Portland. But this, for sure, since I've been back, is the most excited I've been for a season to start in the 7 years that I've been back. And honestly, maybe since the 08 season when they just got close to the Western Conference Finals. People are very fired up about watching this group.
Yeah, that's when they lost to the Spurs in Game 7 at home. But, I'm with you. You know, you go 500, that's 41 wins. That doesn't even smell close to the playoffs in the West, right? You know what I mean?
No. It's a small goal. I mean, listen, I'd like to see 45. I think 47, 48 might be what it takes to get in the playoffs again. The good thing you have is that a lot of these teams will be knocking each other off. I mean, it's not like where Golden State's going to get to 70 wins or 65 wins. Golden State, that's the funny thing. What are they, the sixth or seventh favorite right now?
That's right.
I know they have some injuries, but that's just kind of weird to think about. I mean, and Golden State's going to be good again. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody's looking at these three teams that just loaded up. They're going to be good. They're going to have Draymond. They're going to have, obviously, superstar Steph Curry. And you got to have Jenkins who's going to fill it up. So, and then you got, by the way, Utah, who, by the way, could be the best overall team with what they added in Mike Conley and, obviously, with Mike Donovan. I mean, they're good, dude. They're going to be good. And obviously, Donovan has got another year. And then you got teams like Denver, who finished second last year, Portland, who got to the second round after sweeping out Oklahoma City. You're talking about, I've already named eight teams right there, and I haven't got the Pelicans yet.
You haven't even mentioned, and in 10 seconds, is it going to work? You haven't mentioned James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Is that going to work?
Well, I said them as a duo, and I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know. It's going to be exciting. They're going to win games on pure talent. But I'm going to say this. That team is the biggest question mark in my mind, because you have the two most ball dominant players in the history of the NBA.
That's right.
And I mean history of the NBA, and that's more than Jordan, and that's even more than LeBron. These guys have to have the ball in their hands, and they don't distribute as well as the other two guys I mentioned. So the fact is, it's going to be interesting to see if jealousy and insecurities play a part. Who knows? We'll see. I mean, you know, these guys want to score, and they're both MVPs, and they both, even though they played together in OKC, they've had a rivalry for a long time.
He is Scott Alexander. He is the host of Primetime Sports. You can watch it on Cox Sports Television and other venues. Always fun. What a great guest. What a good guy. And pick up those three leaves, okay?
Yeah, right. I just got the three. I just saw another half one fall. Hey, but Jordy Hultberg is the best left-handed shooter I've ever seen in my life. Book it.
Goodbye.
Get the film and check him out.
Goodbye. We got to go. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more. Enough of that garbage here on the Jordy Hultberg Show.
Long-term deals to get done. Defensive tackle Grady Jarrett and the Atlanta Falcons, a four-year, $68 million extension. Robbie Gould and the 49ers, the kicker, gets 2 years, $10.5 million. It could go up to 4 years, $19 million with an option clause. Jadeveon Clowney and the Houston Texans unable to reach an agreement. Afternoon Major League Baseball action heading to the bottom of the seventh, game one of a doubleheader. Giants destroying the Rockies in Colorado. It's now 16-1. I'm Dan Schwartzman. This is NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Scores app.
Purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com. You can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At $50,000, vehicle 55, vehicle 5.
At Mecum Collector Car Auctions, you've got to think fast and know your numbers, year, mileage, and 303 speed detailer. 303 cleans, shines, and protects instantly. We need every car's finish looking its best to command the highest bid. I use 303 speed detailer at home, too, to keep my car's finish looking new and lasting longer. Powerful UV blockers help prevent cracking and fading. And it's great for use between washes. 303 speed detailer, available at AutoZone.
Last call, sold.
Today, Bumper to Bumper Sports begins our afternoon drive coverage of the 2019 SEC Media Days. That, plus a visit with the always entertaining Ruff and Rodri. It's B2BS, and the fun starts at 4 on 103.7 The Game.
Save $11,000 off MSRP on a brand new 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT Crew Cab at Mustang Patio in New Iberia. Come by for a test drive. Big savings awaits you on every truck on our lot. Visit MustangPatioGM.com, where it's all about you. We are professional grade.
Stock number GGK0173, 59,195 MSRP, 4,500 bonus cash, 6,500 dealer discount, 48,195 sale price, plus tax title and license. See dealer for details. Offering 7/31/19.
Acadiana's largest beer festival is back. Gulf Brew returns to Blackham Coliseum for its 12th year on Saturday, July 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. Get ready to do the brew and enjoy tasting craft beers from brewers all along the Gulf Coast. Over 200 beers all in one place with food and live music. Tickets are available by visiting dothebrew.org or by visiting the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Must be 21 to enter. Support provided by Schilling Distributing, Crescent Crown, Party Central, and Delta Media. Don't miss Gulf Brew July 20th.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fired!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's no more pain!
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Houston Astros baseball on 103.7 The Game is proudly sponsored by Arco Equipment. The Houston Astros have built their own championship team. You can do the same at Arco Equipment with the Build Your Own Tractor package. Arco Equipment is proud to sponsor its own home run derby. Every time you buy a tractor, you hit a home run. And remember, this baseball season, when the only road is no road, it's Houston Astros baseball, 103.7 The Game, and Arco Equipment.
Getting a letter from the IRS that you owe back taxes can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. Call Go Tax Resolution in Lafayette at 337-420-1040 today. We'll help stop garnishments, levies, and seizures immediately. With over 35 years of dealing directly with the IRS, our team of local professionals will help you pay the least amount possible. So if you owe back taxes to the IRS, you need help. Call the tax professionals at Go Tax Resolution in Lafayette at 337-420-1040. Your go-to tax relief.
There's only one place you'll find all the movers, shakers, and Tigers newsmakers. And it's right here on the Jordy Humpert Show on 103.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. 32 minutes and some change after the hour. SEC Media Day is underway. Ed Orgeron about to hit the main podium at about 3:55 this afternoon. Already the players have been having some meetings with the print media, radio, television. They're everywhere. Joe Burrow has been there, and we'll get sound from him tomorrow, or we'll have it later on today. It'll always be on 1037thegame.com on demand. Look, Joe Burrow was there. He had a suit and tie on, some purple-rimmed dress shoes, a gift from his mother, Robin, and Roadrunner, as in Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner of Saturday morning cartoon fame, blue socks. And as he said, it's because I'm so fast, Burrow said of the socks. Here's a guy that may lack in pure talent what Tua Tagovailoa or Georgia's Jake Fromm or Missouri's Kelly Bryant has, but he makes up for that with that it factor, that quality that leads his teammates and compels them to follow him. All right, he's got that self-confidence. Come on, follow me. We're going to win some games. He knows leadership, and his teammates, like center Lloyd Cushenberry, know it about him, too. Cushenberry said today, having a quarterback like that who's a true competitor rubs off on the team. Opponents like Florida's defensive lineman Jabari Zuniga sang a similar tune. Zuniga said he doesn't say much, but you can tell he's a competitor. Zuniga sacked Burrow in last year's game. He said, I have a lot of respect for Joe Burrow. Respect that has to be earned. Because let's face it, for LSU to get where they really want to go, and they know what they want to do, and we kind of have a feeling of where LSU might be, Joe Burrow holds the key. He holds the key. Look, it goes back to basics, right? You still got to be able to protect. You got to be able to block. You have to be able to tackle. They got to turn the other team over. And that's true for any team. But Joe Burrow is the focal point for everything else. To make it whole, to make it dynamic. And they need dynamic quarterback play, something they haven't always had. And the last two times I've seen them have it is when they won national championships. And the last one was in 2007 with Matt Flynn leading the way, making plays like he did against Auburn with the clock going down and people going, snap the dadgum ball, what are y'all doing? And he made the perfect play at the perfect time. So for LSU to get to the playoffs, to return to a trip to the Fiesta Bowl or a date in the Peach Bowl for the semifinals in December, there's going to be a couple of moments in a couple of games when Burrow's going to have to lead LSU to a critical score. They're going to have to come from behind. He's going to have to move the chains. He's going to have to convert that 3rd and 8, that 4th and 5. Or he's going to have to make the play that helps him hold on to the ball and keep it away from the other team. Or, quite honestly, he's going to have to do both of them. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we keep hearing about the spread attack this season. We keep hearing how LSU's going to incorporate this wizardry of the run pass option to its offense. And if that is true, and believing is when I see it, if that's true, Burrow's going to have to be the guy to execute it. And he's very confident. He knows run pass options. He did it in high school. He did it at Ohio State during practices, and he is ready for it. He speaks the language fluently. of what RPO is. He does. And he says that the offense suits his style. Quote, it's getting closer to my comfort zone, to what I've been doing my whole life. The RPOs, the speed, that's something I've been doing since I was 14 or 15. We're still going to have some of that smash mouth LSU football, but I think we're evolving a little bit. Now, maybe you just don't want to get the horse out the barn. LSU will never get away from that smash mouth football. I can promise you that. He says, I think we're evolving a little bit. It's very important. You got to remember, Burrow has spent just a little over a year on LSU's campus, in that locker room, with his teammates. It's not like he's been there 3 or 4 years. He lost out the job to Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State, decided to take a chance on LSU. LSU's the better because of it. He said, quote, last summer, I didn't know if I'd ever be a starting quarterback in college. This year, with 13 starts under my belt, I want to be a leader. I want to make everyone around me better. And make no mistake about it, Burrow knows this is his team. He knows its strengths. He knows its weaknesses. He knows what to expect. And he's going to have to play above and beyond. He does. He says, I tell Coach Ensminger, I want us to run more reverses so I can blindside some linebackers. And Coach O says he's got that linebacker mentality. He fires everybody up. He fires me up. Joe Burrow's going to have to do his thing. And I think with this being his last season and the fact that he's healthy and your backup quarterback is healthy, just bodes better. Just bodes better. Meanwhile, he knows it's his team. Ed Orgeron has come to Hoover and has gone from the hot seat to the trendy hot seat, where he's hot, as in a very good coach, according to the minds of many. And what a remarkable year and journey it has been. Now, he's put in the work. He's a tireless recruiter. But a year ago at this point in time, the whole storyline when you talked about LSU was, man, how quickly is the Ed Orgeron era coming to an end at LSU? But he went a respectable 15-6 in his first season plus as LSU's coach, including that 6-2 stint as the interim coach in 2016. But everybody remembered that 3-year tenure at Ole Miss, plus the stain of that 2017 loss to Troy, and everybody was doubting. Everybody was doubting. Nobody thought LSU. In fact, Athlon predicted LSU to go 7-5 last season and ranked Orgeron as the 10th best coach in the SEC. Man. And then you looked at the schedule last year. Miami, along with all the teams, Auburn, those two teams in the first 3 weeks of the season, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, if they go 1-2, the fire under his seat is going to get bigger and hotter and steamier, and it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. But I mean, if they had lost both of those games, could you imagine the thermometer under that hot seat? Could you imagine? Well, relax, because LSU throttled Miami, an overrated Miami team, 33-17. Then they pulled out that squeaker at Auburn, 22-21. And LSU finished 10-3 with a 40-32 Fiesta Bowl win over UCF and left LSU with a number 6 final ranking, its best since the 2011 season. So I guess the word that LSU's looking for their head coach is the Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect. Oh, what a difference a few weeks can make. Wow. In just over 7 months, LSU's gone from its coach on a hot seat to its coach just being hot. They're going to be a likely preseason top 10 pick. They're going to be a trendy choice to be a contender for LSU's first college football playoff berth. They're coming off of a top five recruiting class, now vying with Alabama for the number two class behind reigning national champ Clemson. I mean, my goodness gracious. And the only thing separating LSU and Bama is the Tigers have one more three-star commitment and Bama has one more four-star. So LSU and Ed Orgeron has pitched LSU's brand from one side of the country with the Atlantic Ocean to its back to the other side with the Pacific Ocean to its back. And they're just spreading like wildfire. Suddenly, LSU football is back in fashion. And that's a good thing. And no other coach in LSU history that I can compare to has gone from sea to shining sea to find players. Even as great a recruiter as Nick Saban was, he just didn't let anybody take anyone from the state of Louisiana. Yeah, he went out and about, no question, but not to this scale, not to this fashion. Man. Polls are coming out. Everybody ranks coaches. Nick Saban is first, of course. Bill Bender of the Sporting News ranked the SEC coaches. Saban first. Jimbo Fisher second. Why not? He's won a national title. Kirby Smart, who brought Georgia within an eyelash of winning it all two seasons ago, is at number three. Dan Mullen is fourth. But fifth in this league amongst these accomplished coaches is not shabby, and that's where he's got Ed Orgeron. From the pits, the depths of despair, to maybe fifth in the conference, that's not bad. Opinions are dictated by results, and negative results could flip the opinion of Orgeron the other way. Great expectations are only great if you can live up to the hype. And for LSU this season, there isn't any margin for error. If they don't at least repeat as a New Year's Six bowl team, oh, there'll be some rumblings, there'll be some grumblings, there'll be some second-guessing plenty. But that's all down the road, and that will all play out. For now, all that can be done from LSU's perception and perspective is to continue the notion that LSU is poised to once again be a major player on the national scene. That just helps. You don't shy away from it. You don't brag about it. You don't boast about it, but you don't shy away from it. Boy, did anybody see this coming a couple of years ago? No, not at all. Not at all. So, interesting year is about to happen. It could be incredible. You know, LSU wanted Jimbo Fisher. Didn't get him. They wanted Tom Herman. Didn't get him. The guy that wanted him, he's no longer around. The only one that stick around is Coach O. And 25-9 is his record in his first 34 games. It's the same as Saban's record after his first 34 games at LSU. How about that? The ultimate measure of respect, though, is when O and LSU closes the gap and they beat Saban once again. That's all it's going to do. Progress is being made, and you can talk about that. They both have 25-9 records in their first 34 games. Now, when Saban came here, that cupboard was pretty darn empty from an entire program perspective. I have the ultimate respect for what Nick did. But let's not slight Coach O and the job that he's done. And he will address the media in about 7 minutes with a coach that went from the hot seat to just trendy hot in the blink of an eye with 10 wins. And that's what athletics are about now. It's not what have you done lately. It's what have you done now. And now the expectations are through the proverbial roof. 10 wins, I think people would be, Got to get more. And somehow, some way, someday, you got to beat that team in crimson. And that will be the ultimate respect for Coach O. But quite a difference 1 year can make. All right, we'll take our final timeout of the day. We'll come back and wrap things up. Day one, SEC Media Days. We'll set the stage for tomorrow as well. History lesson, birthday wishes, and more on the Jordy Helfrich Show next.
Hey, this is Sheamus.
I'm Cesaro.
And you're listening to 103.7 The Game.
Ace Plumbing has been servicing the Acadiana area for over 30 years and has a proven track record of excellence in the industry. And now, in an effort to further meet our customers' needs, Ace is offering electrical services. Our customers can expect the electrical division to have the same high standards and professionalism they have come to know from Ace Plumbing. Our trained professionals have more than 18 years of experience in the field and are ready to service any electrical problems you may have. Anything from a simple light switch to a complete house rewire. Let us give you the peace of mind, knowing all your electric needs will be handled promptly and professionally. Let Ace Electric give you a hand. Call 337-565-2513. That's 337-565-2513 to bring our award-winning service to your home or business.
Ace Electric.
J.P. Thibodeau Nissan's 50th anniversary celebration continues with these sizzling hot summer savings. Get a new 2019 Nissan Altima, only $282 a month, or 2019 Nissan Rogue, no money down, and $325 a month. Low JPT prices and 0% financing available now at J.P. Thibodeau Nissan. Even if your credit isn't perfect, we can help with the Car Credit Express. Drive a dependable brand new Nissan now for less. 2019 Altima, $282 a month. 2019 Rogue, no money down, and $325 a month. Don't miss these huge sizzling summer savings right now at J.P. Thibodeau Nissan, Highway 90, Exit 126, New Iberia, or jpthibodeaunissan.com.
J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Import Store.
Altima stock number 9536T, MSRP 25210, JBT discount 1235, Nissan rebate 1400, Rogue stock number 95022, MSRP 27210, JBT discount 1184, Nissan rebate 3000, approved credit through NEMAC plus DTNL.
Are the chickens ready for their audition to be the new spokefowl for the lottery's winner chicken dinner instant scratch-off?
You bet.
Okay, lottery chicken audition. Take one and go.
So, I'm supposed to talk into this? Can someone tell me what my motivation is here?
Next.
Stella! How was that?
Stella!
Play winner chicken dinner from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Scratch the back for even more chances to win. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Next.
Once more, unto the preach, dear friends.
It's time to win again with 103.7 The Game's Swinging for Cash contest. Here's another keyword. Astros. A-S-T-R-O-S. Astros. Enter the keyword right now at 103.7thegame.com for a chance to win $1,000. Good luck and keep listening for the next keyword on Acadiana Sports Station.
The Blonde Bomber is back. And better than ever, as you're locked into the Jordy Hultberg Show on 103.7 The Game, 1037thegame.com, and on the free mobile app.
All right, we're back 51 minutes after the hour as we progress moving onward to wrapping up this edition. Tomorrow we'll have much more from SEC Media Days. Scott Woodward, in an interview, talked about his goals, and he said it's the best-kept secret in Baton Rouge, but we will have beer and wine in Tiger Stadium in the fall. They'll have an announcement later this month, July 25th, about that. So stay tuned. It's inevitable. It's going to happen, and that's great. Joe Burrow was asked about it. He said, well, it'll just be they're drunk before the game. I guess this will make them stay drunk a little bit longer. And he's right about that. He's absolutely right about that. 3 minutes from now, Ed Orgeron will be addressing the main media room, and we look forward to hearing what he has to say. We'll have recaps for that on 1037thegame.com. So, busy day. It was a lot of fun talking with Dr. Tommy Karam and the job that is, you know, he does in priming the LSU athletes and how to handle the media, how to put their best foot forward, how to feel comfortable in a situation that very, very few are, that you're not used to being in. You're just not. You sit down and there's 100 microphones around you and they're all asking you questions and it's difficult. But he told us some of the insights and the ways about it to make sure that these players are comfortable in their body. And it's an honor. It's a privilege. It's fun. You shouldn't look at it in a negative way. You just should embrace it, be thankful for your opportunity, and you get to spread your brand, your name. And I'm sure that Joe Burrow and company will do that and do that very, very well. So, again, Ed Orgeron coming up. He led the Tigers to their first New York Six BCS Bowl win since 2007 last season. That ought to stand for something. Ought to stand for something. So could be an exciting year, to say the least. Let's do our daily history lesson at this time, because on July 15th, we go back to the year 1996. It was at that time, in 96, that shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. broke Ernie Banks' major league record for home runs as a shortstop. And then 3 years later is when Ripken moved to third base on the same day, ending a streak of 2,216 games played at shortstop. The streak continued, extending to 2,632 games. Ernie Banks, his record was broken by the Iron Man himself, Cal Ripken Jr. What a player he was for the Baltimore Orioles. All right, if today is your birthday, happy birthday from all of us. It's July 15th. Hope you have a great day with a lot of cake, a lot of ice cream, some presents, and just some fun. We're thrilled that Barry has hit the road, Jack, and hopefully he won't come back. And hopefully we don't get any more problems during this hurricane season. To those, again, that were affected, man, I hope things get back to normal as soon as humanly possible. I really do. But if today is your birthday, well, you share it with the likes of what a guard for the Portland Trailblazers. Happy 29th birthday, Damian Lillard, and a terrific actor. Happy 58th birthday to Forrest Whitaker. And from LSU basketball fame, the Dutchman, the big seven-footer, Gert Hamink, celebrating a birthday today. What a good guy he was. He's back overseas, played some pro ball in Europe, and having a good life. So, Gert Hamick, a really, really good guy. Special thanks to our guest today, Raymond Parsh. He'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station, for another report on SEC Media Days. Dr. Tommy Karam, that was a lot of fun. And Scott Alexander, the host of Prime Time Sports. Commissioner Sankey is at the dais right now. And he is going to be introducing Ed Orgeron as we speak. And Coach O will come up. He'll give his State of the Union address. And then he will answer questions from the media. Block out the noise, whether the noise is bad noise or the noise is good noise. And the noise is good about LSU. Finishing sixth in the country, everybody's going to have them in their top 10. A lot of them will have them a lot higher than that. A lot of people will say they are a contender for the Final Four. And we'll see how Coach O handles that noise. This is the day he gets it, gets to start it, and gets to handle it. So he went from the hot seat to just being plain hot. And that's a good thing. But he realizes more than anyone else that that seat can change in a second. And here comes Coach O. Up the steps, heading to the dais, looking good, looking tan, got the gold tie on, the dark suit, and Coach O about to address the media. That's going to wrap up our time today. Kevin, well done, sir, filling in for CD. Thanks to everybody for listening in. Thanks to our partners that make it possible. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 2 to 4, same great station, 103.7 The Game. Until then, I'm Jordy Helpert. Stay thirsty, my friends. Stay thirsty.
From the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is KLWB Karen Crow Lafayette.
103.7 The Game, a Delta Media station. Call Lafayette Roofing, 237-7663.